Greetings and welcome in the hotel with the Frenchman. This is the end. This is really the end this time. It's not like yesterday when it was the last bivouac. This time it's the last. This is my last podcast episode on the Exit Track. And it feels weird. Sometimes I spend a lot of time when I'm walking thinking about what I will say in the episode of the night. Some kind of ideas or thoughts or train of thoughts that just happen when I walk, and I'm thinking, oh, that would be a very nice episode. This time, I don't really have it. I arrived today quite early in Hendaye, the terminus of my hike, and I was quite shocked to see the ocean. I could see it from a distance for the past days now, but this is the first time I really, really see it, and weirdly enough, it reminds me a lot of the time I spent to me, I don't know why, and in Istanbul, where I spent quite a lot of time near the ocean, which is something I never really done in my life. So it brought me back to Georgia, it brought me back to Istanbul, and it took me away from the trek in half a second. I already planned on listening to music for the final stretch, because nice. I never listen to music when I hike. Hiking is the only moment I am not gonna. So I'm really happy to be bored and to think. And during this exit trek, I had plenty to think. I had plenty of time bored to actually think about a lot of things in my life. But none of those helped fixing or answering anything. Outside of the Hexa Trek, I thought a lot about the Hexa Trek, what it would mean for me when I was giving up some of sorts. Before starting this hike, I knew, as a rule of thumb, that there would be moments where I would be desperate, at the end of my rope, not willing to continue. Moments where I would be desperate is something that I was okay in theory. But the reality is, when you talk afterwards, oh, it was a very desperate moment. It really reminded the moment itself. Because when I was desperate, I was really on the brink of quitting everything. And it was such a big deal, such a big deal. And I didn't think it would hit me that hard. I thought I would be more of a philosopher, like, oh, it seems that Thomas is being desperate right now. I thought better than my own desperation. Despair. I wasn't. I get straight in the face. It hurt more than I ever thought it would. And really, really, when I said I almost quit, I really almost quit. So, those moments were unexpected and extremely hard to stomach. And the moment you see the sea, you forget all of that. All of a sudden I was joyful and I was walking and I had this feeling, and when I was walking down the pier and towards this beautiful blue sky and horizon line, I was feeling invincible. I was looking at everybody like, oh my god, mere mortals, you have no idea what I went through. And you have no idea how cool of a music I'm listening to. I was really dancing in the streets physically while I was walking. And And I just couldn't really believe when I finished. That is still weird. Maybe it's also because I'm still on the move. I'm not settling to my house tomorrow. I will go to Bayonne. I will go to I will do a little tour and Toulouse and a few things that I have to take care. But yeah, it's been tough, and it's been tough for the past weeks, and I really wanted to stop, but when I was so happy and clueless. Happy clueless. It's a classic, but I am without a goal now. I had a very simple goal. I was reaching the ocean, starting from the edge, and now that it's done, I'm perfectly aware that I'll have a million others objectives in my life, and that will be more ambitious than this one, probably, because that's how I'm wired. I would not be so ambitious, because I'm not good at putting the means to my ambitions. I would prefer to be less ambitious and just be happy with what I have, and not try to do some stupid, silly, long stuff or impressive, because it's killing me a little bit. But I will be again involved in something of this magnitude or more. Not necessarily a hike. I'm not sure, will I again? Like this fashion. It's difficult to imagine. There is so much work done already to make this work as the leading hike of France and Europe, because that was the main ambition. Will I keep the motivation? It is important to know that this trail has to be treated as a product. No, it sounds horrible to say it like that, but it's a philosophy by game developers, Nintendo. Nintendo creates amazing games, brilliant mechanics. The game design of Nintendo is level design and game design of Nintendo is pure craftsmanship, and The Last Zelda, for example, for the people who love video games, is a world where everything is possible, but it's so beautifully crafted that everything makes sense, and it has soul. It has a beautiful soul, this game, and you feel magic. And yet, when you listen to the developers, they said, "We take all the ego out. We take this as a mere product. This is our product. We have a product where we have a character that can go there and there. What else can you do that is possible?" And then they build on that, and they're like, "Okay, now this new feature, is it interesting or not? No. So let's get rid of it." And they do that without feelings. They just go for efficiency, and then they build something that has a skeleton that is so well articulated that everything else that they will draw upon it will be amazing. And the core of it has to be perfect. And they are ruthless in their process, but it works. And I'm feeling that this is how the Hexatrek should be treated. Like, does that make sense? Is that a good skeleton? Is that nice? Is that not nice? Etc. The double system, the main route and the sportive route or risky route, is impossible to do without, I think, at this point. But this articulation could be absolutely amazing with a lot of work on it, but it requires a lot of work. And I require a lot of money. Not that I want to do this work in general, but to work on the Hexatrack project, to continue, and to continue on my documentary as well. I will need to find a way to survive now. So yeah, it's been an interesting time for my podcast. I have absolutely no realization that this is the last one, and that tomorrow I will not pick this microphone up again, not be mad at my headphone jack that doesn't work because this is working one word out of another. So sometimes you might hear one of those silences. It's me trying to wiggle the jack so that I can hear myself. The longest season yet of the podcast. I was very touched today after posting on Instagram the classical "it's done" picture. I was very touched to see that people were mentioning the podcast as thank you for keeping us entertained with this podcast. And guys, you have no idea how much I thank you for putting up with elaborated voice messages of a guy that doesn't really put a lot of emphasis on words, because most of the time I talk when I'm extremely, extremely tired or drunk, which happened a lot on the Hexatrack. So I would really like to thank all of you listeners that, I don't know, first, because it means that you're really here just for the podcast, and also the ones that know me, because it's nice. Some of them will be recognized, will recognize themselves, but we talk about the podcast in real life, which is weird because it's the first year I have review of my podcast and people telling me, oh, this was a good episode, oh, this was not a good episode. The previous year it was just me in my own bubble. This one blew a little bit. So that's nice to have reviews, and that's nice to have listeners, and that's nice to have people telling me that they enjoy what I'm doing. That really helped me continue, by the way. And I want to do something with this podcast that I'm not sure what yet, but it will probably be included as well in the documentary. Anyway, I think it's time for me to sign off for that one. I really hope that there will be another season. Yeah, Wicked Man. Oh, hey, myself. I really hope that there will be another season. I hope that this is not the end of In a Tent with a Frenchman. The tent has in the seawater. Thank you very much. I really mean it. That's not this kind of corny thing people say in the end, like, oh, thanks for the topic, don't be nothing without you. I would be something. I would still do my podcast. Even if nobody would be listening, I would still. And the fact that you're listening didn't really bring me anything more than personal satisfaction. It's not like I made money all of a sudden, so. No, it didn't bring me anything outside of, wow, people are actually interested. That's amazing. So thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for making me smile, pretty much. That's really nice of you. And I hope you'll get to live your own little adventures and take some time off from reality from time to time. That's nice. I wish you all a very good rest. However it is, whatever it means, have a freaking good rest. A bloody good rest.
Resting is so damn important. Jesus. So damn important. I wish you all a very good rest. And,